Please rise in body or spirit for the reading of the scripture. Today's reading is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The inspired word of God for the people of God.
Well, my name is Deb Foster, and I come to you from Marion, Iowa. I bring greetings from the Central City Methodist Church. Whenever I come and speak, I always bring greetings from my home church to you, and I enjoy coming out and speaking very much. I had determined that my destiny from the School of Lay Ministry was to come and give relief to pastors who needed a sabbatical or needed a little tiny surgery, and was able to step in and help. And I'm always helpful to do that. I have been married to my husband for 46 years. His name is Lonnie. You can send him thank you cards later. I work at Mission of Hope in Cedar Rapids. I work in the mission field. I work with homeless people, drug addicts, and alcoholics all day, every day. And occasionally someone comes in just because they're hungry. So we have a food pantry. We provide showers for the homeless. They can come in and take showers, be clean, and offer them a little spiritual guidance when they ask for it. Or sometimes when they don't, I just do it. So I'm shy, quiet, and unassuming. But the sermon today is called My Worry Box. And my friend Norm Byers that goes to our church, he gave me a poem a few years ago called The Worry Box. And I got pretty darn inspired by The Worry Box. And so I thought, I'm going to create a worry box because I can tend to worry about things. Right? So it's just a little box that's got some memories on it, you know, of friends and me when I was really young and my parents. So it's just something that I keep on my desk and I keep my worries in it. And so what I do is I write down my worry here and I fold them up and I'll keep this one, but I'll fold this up. And then I keep it in my worry box. Well, I started to worry about my worry. I pray over it, and I know that Jesus is supposed to take care of that, and I'm not supposed to worry, but, well, I think I need to take it back, and because I can do a better job than God at worry. I'm a good worrier. But that's not the reason for the worry, though, is it? We keep these so we can give it to God. Get to the right one. Well, I don't think I'm alone in that when we're supposed to give our worries to Jesus, then we take them back. It sometimes our worries get to be so big and overwhelming that we don't know what to do with them. But when you don't know what to do with something, there's only one thing you can do, and that's to give it to God. So as we look closer at our Bible verse, in verse 6, it says, so don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart. I use the NIV for that. Well, I think that's a great idea. And I was 13 years old, and I prayed to God because I think I need a Mercedes-Benz 250 SL candy apple red with white seats and a wood trim. Not that I've given it a lot of thought, but I have prayed for that and prayed for that. But that's not what God meant by that, is it? I probably don't need that. He will take care of my needs. When my husband became disabled and we had gone 6 months without pay, and we found that our need, now that was a worry, and we'd found that our need was great. But every day we huddled together and we prayed over what we needed. Lord, we need to make a house payment. We need this amount of money. We know you will supply it. And he did. That day in the mail, something would come that I'd overpaid an insurance premium, or one time we had had an extra bonus on our savings account that was sent somewhere else and not to us, and it came and it paid our house insurance. And my husband says, I can't believe it. Well, I can't believe it either, but it happened, so I guess I do believe it. We all say to ourselves, oh, I can't really believe that would happen, but it does, and it did. Just like my Mercedes-Benz, which I'm still waiting for, Lord, but we certainly know that God will provide us with whatever we want. So God has told us to ask us for our desires, so he knows better than we do exactly what we need. So it keeps us from sinning in troubled times and from sinking under the pressures of life. Prayer keeps us calm. With inward satisfaction, we know God loves us and is concerned about us. He knows what we need far, far in advance. He knew that we were going to need money. He knew that maybe you have a health issue and you need healing. He knew that at a time when it was important to you, that you can write down this worry and give it to him completely. But I don't recommend that you do it this way, because, like I said, I took my worry back because I can do a better job at it, right? So I think if they have some pieces of paper they're going to pass out for us, right? You want to do that now? This is going to be interactive today, because my little worry box doesn't work. It's nice. It's cute, but it doesn't work. Because physically I can take that worry back and I can worry over it. I'll pretend I'm praying over it, but I'm worrying over it. That darn dog. I have new shoes. I'll just let you know we have a puppy. Yeah, he likes my shoes. So it teaches me to keep my shoes put up. But I got to buy a new pair. But I want you to think about your worry. One of your biggest worries that you have right now today, that you've come into the church and you have dragged that worry in with you. Hard to walk with such a heavy worry. Hard to walk with such a heavy burden. But Jesus is here to help you with your burden. And what I would like you to do, young and older, everyone, write down your worry on your piece of paper. Got it? And then we're going to sing, I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. Got it? It'll be up there. This over here, though, this piece of machinery here is God's worry box. And he does a wonderful job. But this way, you see, we can't take it back. From experience, I know. So as we pray over our worry and we put it in this little, I think that's where we put it. Lift it up. And in here. Bye-bye, worry. Ready? Okay. Well, let's move into an attitude of prayer with our worry. And then as you pray for your worry, please come up and dispose of your worry in God's worry box. Ready?
I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all my worries down at your feet. And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my worries down at your feet. And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. Cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my worries down at your feet. And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my worries down at your feet. And any time that I don't know. I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my worries down at your feet. And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I and any time that I don't know what to do, I will pass all my cares.
My goodness, there was a lot of you. I appreciate that. Do you feel better? Yes. There we go. I have a couple of closing things that I want to tell you. When self-doubt whispers, I can't do that. I'm going to fail and I'm going to look foolish. Hold on to this truth. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Hebrews 13:6. When self-doubt whispers, I'll never change, hold on to this truth. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in me will perfect it until the day that Jesus Christ comes. Philippians 16. Thank you for letting me come, share my love for Jesus Christ with you. And if you need to talk about Jesus Christ, or if you've not ever accepted Jesus Christ, please come visit with me. I'd love to introduce you to him. So thank you very much.